Right, so this is the solemnity of the Ascension, and used to be when the Ascension was held on Thursdays as a holy day, you know, we'd start the Novena. Of course, some people start the Novena and work their way to Pentecost. It was almost like the Ascension got overshadowed because you immediately had it and then went to Pentecost. But actually, the Ascension paves the way for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because the Ascension is about Jesus, alive and risen, who is the Lord and has conquered sin and death and the evil one. And actually, no matter what we go through in life, Jesus has the upper hand, and his hand is a hand of goodness and mercy to us. We've been learning about that over the last several weeks in the message series called Living in the Goodness of God. We said that Psalm 23 isn't just for to comfort those who grieve, but is also a psalm about the Lord's benefits and blessings to us who are living. So I often say that if Jesus would have just lived as a good man and was put to death, a holy man, and that was it, we would say he was a good man, he died, he loved us, he was certainly had a great message of hope and healing, but that's the end of the story. But he died. If I said if he died and he rose and stayed around with us, I would say, Jesus, that's an awesome feat you did. You rose from the dead. Nobody's done that. But that wouldn't benefit us at all. But Jesus had to die, and he had to be raised up, and he had to go back to the Father to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us and in our hearts. And why is that? Because he wanted us to share his divine nature. I like to call it, he wanted us to share his DNA. All of you who are parents, in fact, all of us here, you know, we have our parents' DNA. Your children have your DNA. And, you know, that's why the saying people will say at times, you know, your son looks like you, or your daughter has the characteristics of you. That's because they share your DNA. God wants us to share his DNA. It's called the Holy Spirit, and he lives in us through baptism and confirmation. That's when the Holy Spirit is given to us. And the reason why he wants us to share his DNA is because we'll become like him. Just like your children have similar characteristics to you because they're like you, they share your DNA, and we share the Holy Spirit inside of us, we share God's DNA. We become like him, and we not only are blessed by him, but we can be a blessing to others as well. Now, the disciples asked Jesus a very important question, our first reading from the book of Acts. When are you going to restore the kingdom of God? Now, they were thinking the economic sovereignty of Israel, the military power of Israel. When are you going to restore all that? When are you restore the political aspect? Well, Jesus wasn't getting into that. In fact, he said, in a few days, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. The word baptism means to be dipped into, to be immersed into. So there's two ways to be immersed. I know one of the ways probably many of you have experienced, and that is on a hot summer day, you just jump into a pool and you're completely submerged and you are baptized. You are immersed in water that refreshes you. Or you can stand under Niagara Falls and get immersed. Either way, you're getting drenched completely. That's what baptism of the Holy Spirit means. It means to be immersed in the life, the presence, the power, the gifts, the love of the Lord for us. That's what he envisions for us. That's what he wants for us, because that becomes strength and hope for our life, particularly in the challenges of life. Then, you know, the disciples had in Jesus the best spiritual directory you could ever find, right? They had the best Bible teacher you can find in Jesus. Nobody was better than Jesus when it came to teaching the Bible. They had the best pastor in Jesus that you could ever find. They have the best of everything in Jesus. And yet, Jesus said, don't go anywhere, guys. Stay here in Jerusalem. In fact, he said in our first reading, Acts chapter 1, he says, wait here in Jerusalem till you receive power from on high. Then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus didn't think they were ready. Yet for 3.5 years, they had the best he had to offer, and they still weren't ready. Until they receive power from on high. The word power in the Greek, it's dunamis, it means dynamite. So we all know what dynamite does. If you take a stick of dynamite thrown into a building, it transforms the building, right? It may not be what you like it to be, but it changes it. That's what the power from on high does. That's the Holy Spirit. He wants to change us from the inside out. He wants to strengthen us in our troubles. He wants to give us perseverance in our trials. He wants to heal our wounds. He wants to give us gifts to serve others. He wants us to make our life significant and a blessing to other people. He wants to change us from the inside out. The stuff that we deal with, the things that we struggle with, he wants us to have a true victory over. So that brings me to Psalm 23. One of the beautiful passages in Psalm 23 is that in the midst of my enemies, you set a table before me. You anoint me with oil. That anointing is the favor of the Lord upon us through the Holy Spirit that's given to us. Now, in the ancient world, enemies could be a lot of different things. But, you know, for us, enemies can be inside of us. Fear, discouragement, temptations, hurts from the past, offenses against us. These can all be our enemies, right? They can really get at us. They can get in our heads and cause a lot of problems for us. The Lord, Psalm 23 says, in the midst of your enemies, I will set a table before you. What's a, in the ancient world, a table meant victory. A table meant triumph. It was a feast that was thrown by kings because they won victory. And then I would say, I anoint you with oil. It means I'll bring favor upon you. I'll bring blessing upon you. I'll bring strength, renewed strength and vigor and vitality and life and encouragement to you. It's a favor. So in the midst of your enemies that you're dealing with, and most of the time it's inside of us, here a lot of times, you know, the Lord says, I want to set a table before you. A table that will anoint you with oil. In other words, I want to win a victory for you with the gift and friend of my Holy Spirit who will empower you, strengthen you, encourage you, heal you, guide you, give you what you need in the midst of your trials, temptations, and challenges of life. I know growing up as a Catholic, the Holy Spirit wasn't talked about that much. I was baptized and confirmed. I remember when I was confirmed, they still were slapping on the cheek, you know, so they told me that was the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I figured, well, okay. And in the pictures, you saw the Father, the Son, and a dove hovering around the picture, right? I could relate to the Father and the Son. It's difficult to relate to a dove. After confirmation for me, I wasn't any closer to God than I was before confirmation. He seemed as far away afterwards as before. But as I grew, particularly through high school years and into college, early college, God seemed further away and he seemed closer. But the Lord had his own plans and his own mercy, you know, for me and for his own grace for me. You know, through my parents particularly and my one sister, Cheryl, and some good friends, they were able to help me to learn more about the Holy Spirit. They would say to me, hey, you don't know that much about the Holy Spirit. Like, did you know that he's Jesus's best friend? I said, what do you mean by that, Jesus' best friend? He said, well, if you have a best friend and you send your best friend to somebody else, they're representing you, you know? And you would want them to treat your best friend like they would treat you. Well, Jesus sent his best friend to you because he loves you. That much he sends the best he's got, the Holy Spirit, to help you, to strengthen you, to empower you, to give you gifts, to make a difference in others' lives. And so they began to teach me about the Holy Spirit. I didn't know a whole lot. I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. You know, and as I learned more, it created in my heart a desire for more. More of the presence and power and gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life. And then that led me to a place where I began talking to God. I said, God, I like more of your Holy Spirit at work in me. I need more of your Holy Spirit work in me. It wasn't simply I just wanted it, I needed it in my life. And that led me to having some friends, those good friends I told you about, to pray with me. I found out that when I humbled myself before them to ask for prayer, it enlarged my heart to receive a whole lot of what the Lord wanted to pour into my life. It was a game changer for me because the Holy Spirit wasn't that dove anymore circling the picture of the Father and the Son, but rather he was the presence, the friendship, the power, the gifts, the love of the Father and the Son for me. That's what he wants for all of us, every single one of us here, because there are in the midst of our enemies, there are trying times, but he wants to empower us, equip us, bless us, comfort us, guide us, and love us. So we have true victory over the challenges of our life. So as we prepare for Pentecost, a couple things to do. Learn more about the Holy Spirit. find out more. It's easy to get access today with information to get learn more. Second thing, as you do learn more, you'll begin to have a desire for more. Ask the Lord for more. You'd be surprised what He is more than willing to do for us, because it's the heart that cries out to Him that He most draws near and wants to us. So let's pray. So Father, we thank You for the gift through the Holy Spirit that You pour out upon our life. We thank You for Your love for us. We thank You, Lord, that You desire even more for our life than we have now. So Lord, we pray this day that You would begin to stir in our hearts for more of Your love, more of Your power, more of Your presence, more of Your gifts at work in us. And we pray all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.